When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Eagles get a big win last night. Very impressive in a lot of ways. I think most of the club is ready to win a Super Bowl, and that includes the coaches. But I do have concerns about Jalen Hurts, and we'll see if he can get better or if they can win in spite of him or if he holds them back in the playoffs.
You need to stop it. You, that is your...
Well, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about the Chiefs. I'm talking about the
Raiders. He's been one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
I have a question. There's a photo of Jalen Hurts from last night when he scrambled and got the first down, which led to a touchdown. Yep. He's horizontal, just like puts his entire body on the line.
It's a great play.
So you think that they're winning in spite of that?
I think to a large extent they win in spite of
it. Again, statistically, he's been one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
Well, but he's nowhere near
one of the five.
Joe, you're wrong.
What do you want?
I want him to be better, James. Wrong.
But again,
he will
compared to the competition.
To grow better. And when you look around the league, he has outplayed the other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no.
Well, he's a top five quarterback when you look at the numbers.
He's not a top five.
Look at the numbers and come back and talk to me.
He's not a top
five quarterback. He is a top five quarterback in every category you could mention this season because everyone else out there in the NFL defensively is doing a great job. The other quarterbacks look less like themselves, just like Jalen looks less, I don't know.
But there's a part of this
consistent.
But there's a part of this I think you often overlook. He has everything at his disposal.
Yes.
Great O-line, great running back.
I think you often overrate that. Like you constantly bring that up. Like there are a lot of players that have good players around them, and he's playing better than them.
But James, very few have so much around him. Very few. Maybe one or two.
So I mean, so penalize him every week and say he's not good and he's not ready. He's ready to lead this team this week.
First 5 minutes of the show.
When you talk about Kurt Warner as a Hall of Famer, say, well, he had Isaac Bruce and he had Torrey Holt and he had Marshall Faulk.
James,
no, you don't, man.
James, hang on for a second. John,
it's not perfect, but good teams figure out how to win, even though it's not perfect.
First 5 minutes of the show, you were very critical of Jalen.
No, I'm critical of Jalen not looking like he's a developed, like fully fledged product as a Super Bowl product for you, for your purposes.
But
I worry in the back of my mind that you're thinking, oh, look at Jalen. He stinks now. And he doesn't.
I didn't say he stinks. I said
he doesn't. You don't know how much goes into every play that he's making these precision decisions.
When he hands the ball off to Saquon?
You think that's Saquon runs? Do you think it's easy to...
I think it's
you're wrong.
Okay,
and there are so many reads that
you think it's
that go into each of those.
To hand the ball off to Saquon?
Do you know how much goes into that?
Of course,
before
I don't
he
know.
He's also not just handing it off.
I mean, we're considering he's not just handing
but
it off.
But let's not
he has the option to hand it off, to keep it, to throw it. He's making the play from his own. Like he designs the play from scratch.
Saquon and the line are making the play.
Do you rip John Elway for having Terrell Davis?
Do you rip Joe Montana for having the best receiver
in the history of the sport and the best offensive mind? Maybe Joe Montana had the best receiver in the history of the sport and maybe the best offensive mind in the history of the sport. Not to mention John Taylor and Roger Craig and Brent Jones. And great quarterbacks have great players around them. That happens.
James, do you know that Joe Montana won two Super Bowls
Montana.
Hold on, James. Hang on. Do you know that Montana won two Super Bowls before Rice was drafted?
Yeah, he had Walsh.
Okay. No, that's right. That is an advantage.
And he had John Taylor.
All right, let's get a lot of calls.
And Dwight Clark.
Let's get a lot of calls in here. Keith in Germantown. Keith, good morning. Keith is not ready to roll. Let's go to Salvador in Coatesville. What's going on, Salvador?
Oh, man, what's going on, guys? It feels so nice to beat Dallas and Washington in 1 week, man.
Pretty sweet. And maybe the Giants all within a month, like 30 days, something like that?
Yeah, 24, 28. The Giants are next, man.
They already got all three of them. And look, if they beat Washington again, they're definitely going to win the division, and they're probably going to win the division even if they lose that game. I mean, right now the Eagles are 2.5 games up on Washington. That's pretty cool.
All right, so Jake Elliott, do you think that's something that we should be concerned about?
Like, you know, I'm not.
If he's going to miss, we need to get a kicker that doesn't miss.
Apparently, he's already missed more this season than the last two seasons.
Well, the other three were all over 50
yards.
Maybe
we need to go consider.
So if you remember, what Sirianni put him in there with two spots were borderline preposterous. So I wasn't worried prior to last night. I mean, Salvador, am I A smidgen worried, sure, but I am not
you're
really
worried,
worried,
dude. You're worried about everything, man.
No, I'm telling.
You're worried about Pete the Hammer this morning. I'm still rooting for you, even though you hated my song.
I didn't hate your song, Salvador.
You got to play it for Devin because she ain't here.
Well, we'll get to it. I don't know if it'll be today.
I will tell you, last night I couldn't get "It's Time to Wake Up" out of my head. I kept singing it all night long.
It is
I'm just saying, a catchy little ditty.
I have a song.
No. Yes,
we all do. The show has you're song. Part of the song in that. Yeah.
Okay.
Salvador created it.
You guys and Jimmy, you have the new version. I just sent it to you last week.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Is it shorter or longer? And how's it different?
It's mastered. It sounds so much better.
Okay. All right, Salvador. Nice work, buddy. Appreciate the call. All right, let's listen to Jalen after the game. Obviously, the concussion concern was real midway through that game. He passed the protocol. Let's listen to two different answers when Jalen talked about that. First answer, not a long one, but we'll go inside what he said. Here's the question. Here's the answer.
Your head hit the turf a couple times during that first half. Were you feeling the effects at all?
No.
Okay. Let's get
good to know.
There you
Thank
have
you,
it.
Jalen.
Let's get to the second question and the second answer, a little more elaborative.
Jalen, you had to be cleared from a concussion. Is there kind of a hold your breath moment when you're going through the evaluation thinking, because you just don't know how those things are going to go? How were you able to get through that moment?
I guess I beat the protocol.
You know how it happened?
I beat the protocol.
You know, it's too bad the reporter, right?
Wait,
James, you know what's a shame? That the reporter threw the second question into the first grouping of questions?
Yeah, and what a weird question.
Because the first question was actually interesting. Here's the first question. Were you worried? Meaning, even if you thought you didn't have a concussion, I would be worried. If I'm a quarterback on a team and I don't think I have a concussion, but they take me into the tent, one, you never know what they're going to find. Two, if they do, I am eliminated from the game. So it was actually a very interesting concept to drive at, but because he then followed with a second question in that grouping, it got veered off course, and Hurts is like, well, yeah, I passed the protocol.
But also, if it's like, are you worried going in? It's like, I didn't have a concussion. Like, if you don't feel like you have a concussion, he probably wasn't that worried.
Well, I don't
know
about that, because you could have worry that who knows what they will think.
Guess.
You know? I mean, that's, you know, someone staring at you.
You know if you're able to
play. I just think it was a weird question.
No, but the other person has control. In that moment, Jalen doesn't have control.
And But you don't expect that you're going to be having your helmet taken away just because.
Well, I mean, think about
you
it.
You expect that they'll do what is right.
But here's my point.
Medically.
But think of it this way. If you think you don't have a concussion and they've already flagged you and said go to the
you
tent.
You know if you have a concussion.
No, but, John, you're not understanding my point. If they've already flagged you and said you have to go to the tent, they've already begun the process of stripping power from you. That would worry me. I would have loved to have heard that answer, but there was a second question that got veered off. All right, let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning, man.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing great.
Quite a bit, Mike.
I haven't asked this one in a while, but Rhea, Devin, how are you?
Great. How are you?
How are you?
Doing well. Hey, listen, 8-2, and I'll tell you what, a lot of conversation has been over these airwaves about who the MVP so far this season is. Dude, if I got to pick anybody, it's Vic Fangio. This defense is just playing out of its mind. The tackling has improved so much from the beginning of the season. You know, I don't know what they're feeding these guys, but they got to keep giving it.
Well, and certain players also, Mike, I think it's time to start giving a shout-out to guys like Josh Sweat. You know, I mean, the name Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean get said a lot more, and rightfully so. They're better, I think. I mean, certainly Quinyon is.
Right,
but Josh Sweat has had a really good last 5 or 6 weeks. And by the way, Nolan Smith, that was a big sack last night. Big,
massive,
impactful
massive
third down play. Big play.
Absolutely. And listen, I feel like, Richie, I feel like you overrate quarterbacks in this league. And Joe, I feel like you underrate quarterbacks in this league. Listen, Hurts did not have the best game last night, especially in the first half. I feel like he was missing, you know, wide open wide receivers. The one play that sticks in my head is the one A.J. Brown on the sideline where he sailed the ball like 15 feet away to his left out of bounds. But there was other plays where he
kind
of
thought he was throwing that away, though.
AJ Brown was wide open, man.
Yeah, like, he might have seen it. He might have seen it late. He might have been thrown it away. Here's the one that bugged me the most, Mike. But it's a fascinating point counterpoint because it was two plays in a row. So the Eagles in the first half, and I think I honestly I don't remember if this is one of the missed field goals or made field goals, but The Eagles had a point in the first half where Jalen threw the ball to Devontae near the corner of the end zone, and it was an incompletion. It was well covered. It wasn't a bad throw. It was just tough and tight. That stuff happens. However, yeah. on the replay, you could see that there was a tight end, and I believe it was Goddard, that, to my eye, appeared wide open.
It was wide open.
Wide open, and probably would have gotten at least inside the two or three, probably would have scored. All right, so Jalen missed that. But here's the point-counterpoint. The next play, he had a great scramble, and I think ran the ball inside the five. Like, there are things he does way better than most, and there are quarterbacks, most starting quarterbacks, and there are things I think he does worse than most starting quarterbacks.
Most starting quarterbacks miss shots. You know that, right?
No, I know, but I think he misses more than certainly most that are considered good.
Some weeks maybe he does. Other weeks maybe he doesn't. Every quarterback is going to miss some stuff. It is impossible to see everything down. They've talked about it.
But it's his job.
They talked about vision.
Yeah.
Of course it's his job. But part of his job is you can't see through people. So some plays you can see, some plays you can't. That's just the truth of football. And it's okay if you miss on some plays and then you make up for it.
I just think he misses on more than he should, especially for $250 million. I mean, I see this team is totally ready to win the bowl, and I just hope he doesn't hold them back. But look, maybe they win it in spite of him. Maybe he plays better and they win it because of him. We'll find out. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, morning team. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well done, Gary. And an 8-2 team, Gary. Oh, a horn, sorry.
He gave you the horn, Joe.
I missed the horn. I'm sorry. I was talking. I didn't expect the horn. I like that. That's a new touch, the horn after the chant.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Sit back and relax, please. Take your shoes off because I don't need any negative dancing from you. I want to talk to the real guy. I want to talk to John.
Go for it.
John, you're so right. This was a team effort. Team. Not I and Joe. Team.
I agree with you, by the way, Gary. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can, but just sit back and relax.
Okay.
But this defense is awesome. Vic Fangio, I don't know what it is, what took so long. I mean, other than the disarray that we had last year and getting the whole new scheme and continuity going, but this defense is awesome. And with Saquon Barkley, what can you say about this guy?
He's the best back in the NFL. Maybe the best back we've ever seen. You know what? Yeah, for sure. He's the best back we've ever seen.
Best Eagles back.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, best Eagles back that I've seen. No question about it.
Behind that offensive line.
Well, I'll tell you this, Gary. Gary, I was really happy Landon Dickerson got back in there because when he got rolled up, I thought this could be a month. This could be the season, God forbid, if it's a tear. You know, like that was. Oof.
Does anyone leave the game and come back more than Landon Dickerson?
Well, Javon Curse used to. It used to happen with Javon all the time.
Yeah, but I don't. I've never been on a team with offensive linemen who ever left the game.
He did get rolled up, though.
I know. I understand. John Runyon got rolled up, and Jermaine Mayberry got rolled up. Yeah. They never, ever left. They never once left the game. Trey Thomas never for a play. I guarantee, go back and look through the logs. Okay. They never left.
Do you remember Javon leaving a lot?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He was like a Ferrari. I mean, that's just how it works. You got to get him tuned up a little bit between plays.
Gary, good call, buddy. Let's talk to Dan right now, calling from Philly. What's going on, Dan?
That was pretty good.
That was really good. Impression.
Well done, buddy.
Devin, you excite me all the time with that E when I do my chants now. So
look, I'm honored that I unintentionally started a rally cry for the Eagles, and I will never attempt it again.
It's transforming some people's Eagles chant.
I know.
It is the new Eagles chant.
It's a movement.
Get on board.
Right.
I like it a lot.
And then you got to throw Jillio's L in there. We're going to make an amazing Eagles chant at some point.
Hey, listen, conglomeration.
I feel super uncomfortable watching this defense. Our defense has sucked for so long that I sit here and like say, there's somebody out there that's going to blow this coverage. There's somebody out there that's going to miss this tackle, and they just keep showing up. Like this is solid defense.
Yeah, it's okay if they miss a tackle because they seem to rally. You know, this they are tough, and just watch the way it's multiple hats to the ball. You know, good defenses talk about that. They get out there and they talk. They hate the pursuit drills that they're forced to do every week, but good defenses, they roll like an amoeba. You can see them just overtaking an offense.
And Dan, I'll tell you this, man. Players obviously play, and they're the biggest factor. They have to be. But it just feels to me like Vic Fangio is doing a heroic job putting this thing together. I mean, the acceleration of their quality play has been dramatic.
It helps him a lot that you've got a couple young players that just – it's almost like autopilot. You put them out there, you've coached them well, and they make plays with a tough-mindedness that you can't teach.
But, Dan, I'll give you an example of someone that I'm talking about who, you know, I had major doubts coming into the season. John had some doubts. A lot of people had doubts, and that's Reed Blankenship. So last year he was bad in coverage, not below average. He was bad. It was part of how they gave
everyone took advantage of him.
Every week
you knew that our opponent would target him and there would be a touchdown scored because they took advantage of the way he's unable to cover someone.
Especially late in the year as teams figured it out.
No question.
And so Dan, my point is like I don't know the answer of how that's either been covered up or he got so much faster, but clearly, the combination of players around him, probably his own improvement, but probably Vic Fangio's placement of players and timing of things has made Reed Blankenship a more effective player. And I tip my cap to all of them. It's really good stuff.
That's true. Plus their attitude. Like this is a Philly defense that you can be proud of. If you remember like 2 years ago against San Fran in the playoffs,
sure.
They punked. Remember before the game, the offense was over there just punking the defense? Like this defense has an attitude. It's gritty. John, like you said, they're flying to the ball all the time. They are not avoiding contact. Even Darius Slay is getting in there and throwing his helmet.
Totally.
Like, this is a ramped-up defense. That's what a Philadelphia defense is supposed to look like and act like and show up and play like.
Well, so, you know, Dan, I also like – well, Fangio deserves the most credit from a coaching standpoint 100%. For that. I also like – you know, Sirianni's messaging, if you listen – he talks an awful lot, and I'm not saying he's the only coach that does it, right, because I'm sure a lot do, but he makes a big point of emphasis to talk about physical toughness and playing. He doesn't use the word violent.
He said it's their identity.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. Like, he's really trying to drive that home, and, you know, I think he has infused this team with an identity, the way he's
messaging. And they look like they're having fun.
They do.
Too, you know?
They do. And a guy like Gardner Johnson being back is big.
Huge.
Yeah, for the vibes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the vibes.
You're right. I totally swagger, agree with you. Right?
Yeah, he does. But he also just flat hits guys.
Well, yeah.
And that was really, really lacking last year. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, the injury report as it relates to last night. Obviously, Hurts, by far the biggest thing. It was great. He was able to get through it and seemed like he was, you know, fine. So that's good stuff. But